This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization on Thursday said that both the Israeli military and the Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to abide by three separate short ceasefire in specific areas of the Gaza Strip to allow for a massive vaccination program to protect children from polio and the war-ravaged enclave. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
The WHO official overseeing the Palestinian territories said the campaign is due to start Sunday. Each pause in fighting will last 3 days, with hostilities halted between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time each day.
And we start in central Gaza for 3 days, followed by South Gaza, and then followed by the north of Gaza.
The campaign comes after the WHO last week confirmed at least one baby has been paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus. It's the first such case in the territory in 25 years.
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says that it killed five more militants, including a local commander in the occupied West Bank. The army has pressed ahead with what appears to be the deadliest military operation in the occupied territory since the start of the war in Gaza. Israel says the raids are aimed at preventing attacks. The raids have killed a total of 16 people, nearly all militants, since late Tuesday. Palestinians see them as a widening of the war in Gaza aimed at perpetuating Israel's decades-long military rule. The Islamic Jihad militant group confirmed that Mohammed Jaber, known as Abu Shuja, was killed early Thursday. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma says that Ukraine wants less U.S. caution on the war planes, and this is also after an F-16 crashed earlier Thursday. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that Serbia has agreed to buy several French warplanes in a shift away from Russia.
Serbia has announced a $3 billion deal to buy 12 French warplanes, shifting the country away from its dependence on Russian arms. Russia has been a traditional supplier of military aircraft to Serbia, which has refused to join sanctions against Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine. Serbia is formally seeking European Union membership, but has not met the main preconditions due to Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić's increasingly autocratic rule. The deal has raised concerns because Serbia, at times, has had an aggressive stance against its Balkan neighbors. And there are questions as to how France plans to protect sensitive information about the planes from getting into the hands of Russia. French President Emmanuel Macron says the deal includes full guarantees like any defense agreement. No further details were given. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Prosecutors in Mexico are suggesting U.S. authorities made a deal with a Mexican drug lord who turned himself in and another capo to get his brother transferred out of a U.S. prison. Mexico's Attorney General's office also accused U.S. authorities Thursday of not responding to information requests on that case. The office also said that the small plane that flew them both to the United States in July had multiple false registries and identification numbers. It marked the latest chapter in the strange saga of two Mexican drug lords, one of whom allegedly kidnapped the other. Chinese lending to Africa rose for the first time in years in 2023. That's according to new research by Boston University's Global Development Policy Center. And Kate Bartlett reports.
The Boston University paper found a couple of trends when analyzing China's loans to 8 African countries and 2 regional financial institutions last year. The researchers said one thing that was unique was that more than half the money was loaned to African multilateral banks. They said this was likely a form of risk mitigation. Despite this growing risk aversion, the researchers noted China was still lending to 3 major long-time borrowers, Angola, Nigeria, and Egypt. Critics have accused China of ensnaring African countries in debt traps by which large sums owed to Chinese companies make African governments beholden to Beijing economically and politically. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump says that if he wins a second term, he wants to make in vitro fertilization treatment free for families. However, the former president did not detail how he would fund it or how it will work. He spoke at events Thursday in Michigan and Wisconsin. He says under the Trump administration, the government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, costs associated with IVF.